Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Aleph, we discussed the basis of the halacha was in terms of tircha, but it had to do with moving around piles of produce, tevin, tefillin, and so on. So the Mishnah continues in that vein, but really these halachas are related to Hilchos Muktzah. Chavile kash, v'chavile eitzim, v'chavile zrodim. These are piles of straw, of wood, of branches. Im hiskinon l'maichol behema, if they were prepared l'maichol behema, eitzim over here, by the way, we're not going to be talking about big pieces of lumber. Those are obviously for building or for firewood. We're talking over here about branches. So im hiskinon l'maichol behema, some types of branches, aroy l'kach, s'nemetaltel noisa. Vim lav, if they were not muchon, oimid muchon, liya is maichol behema, emitalkin loisam, because the stomias is that they're used for firewood, they can be put together and designated for maichol behema, but it has to be designated before Shabbos, otherwise they're muktzah. This is a very basic concept, and anything that's muktzah machmas gufoy, we're talking about, let's say, avonim, eitzim v'avonim, so the only way to make it ois muktzah is by being miyachadit before Shabbos for a specific designated non-muktzah purpose. Here's also a muktzah dika halacha. Koifin es hasal lefnei efroichim. You want to turn over, put a sal in position, a basket in position, that efroichim chickens, baby chickens, could stand on it. The chickens themselves are also betiltl, they're muktzah. But you're putting something there, kidei sheyalu v'yerdu, in order that the efroichim should be able to have what they need. They need to go up, they need to go down, chickens need to walk around. Now, l'chayru, when you're putting something in place where the efroichim are going to stand and go on it, l'chayru, what you're doing is you're being mevatel kli mehechonoi, similar to what we had before in Perek Gimel Mishnah Vov, about putting something in place. We're not that it becomes muktzah, but you mevatel kli meichonei because it's going to be full of muktzah, you're not going to be able to move it. But over here, it's not a problem because the efreichim jump on and they jump off. Now, if the efreichim are going to be standing on the sal ben hashmoshes, they'll render the sal muktzah because that's the halacha of abosus l'davar asa. Also, in Perek Kol HaKelim, we had a day we mentioned in the Mishnah, we don't paskin that way. Is that any kli that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, you're only allowed to move it l'tzoyrich dover hanitl. But over here, you're moving the ksal l'tzoyrich dover sheini nitl, l'tzoyrich hamukta. So how would you be allowed to put it in a place? So you have to say that you need the sal l'mekoyme. You're moving the sal from place to place, l'tzoyrich mekoyme, or you want that place to be free of the efroichim, so you move the sal over to a different location, that the efroichim should climb up on the sal in location B, non-location A. That's called the tzarech gufoy umakaymoy. Tanagoyle sheborcha. Here we have a chicken again. Chicken is muktzah. Balchai should be muktzah on Shabbos. Sheborcha ran away. You have a chicken ran out of the coop. You can't pick it up and throw it back in the cage. Doichin oiso achetikones. You're not allowed to hold on to it by the wings, which is the normal way to hold a chicken. Devil remembers how to hold a chicken for kaporas. Pick it up by its wings, and that's the way you hold it. You're not allowed to hold it in the regular way. You push it with your hands, atcha tikonis. That's not considered a violation of Hilchos Muktzah. Midadin agolin usiochin b'shus harabim. Agolin are baby calves. Siochin are mules. So let's say they're stuck b'mkaimam and you want to make sure they don't wander off, whatever it is. So you could help them walk. And it's not considered a violation of muktzah, even though you're pushing it along, because you're not actually picking it up. The way the Gemara explains it is that the ratio, the din over here of tarnagoylis, is doichin oisa atcha tikones, but you're not allowed to push it along, because when you push it along, it picks itself up. It's considered kilu, you picked it up totally. The agolin is yochin, even when you push it along, it's not considered a violation. Even though normally tiltul b'miktas is also called tiltul legabi mukta. If you have something that's mukta, you're not allowed to move part of it. Over here, vaistois, they were matir because it's tzar balechayim to get the animal back in. The words b'shus harabim over here, the Gemara doesn't have it as part of the Mishnah. There's no reason why this should be b'shus harabim. The concern over here is hilchus mukta, not hilchus hoitzo. So it's medadin agolin siyochin. The Gemara Lamaisa sticks in the Bishus realm. That's why there's Tzar Balachayim, because it's wandering around. It's going to get run over, or it's going to be neglected, because it's over here. The Ran explains there's another reason why you need this Ptur, this Heter, because it's Tzar Balachayim, because there's a concern over here of Tzedo. Now, we're talking over here about animals that are not wild. We're talking over here, it's a Dovah Shabashus. So we learned in the previous Prakim that Tzedo on something which is completely out of your Rishus is Tzedo Daraisa. And something which is Oymid Bershuscha, but to grab it further could be a concern of Tzedo Midrabbanan. Again, over here, they umatim shum Tzar Balachayim. So you really need that Tzar Balachayim piece for the Muktzah and for the Tzedah. Now, the Mishnah throws in over here something which is agav, nothing to do with Hilchos Muktzah. Isha midado es beno, we're talking over here about didui, which is this pushing a bal chai along, so the Mishnah is comparing that to a woman whose child goes on strike and he's Bishus Harab. Here's where the Rishus Harab is important. In the Reisha, l'gabi the bal chai, the concern is Muktzah. It's not important where it is. Over here, what's the issue? Why can't a woman pick her child up? Teretz is because of Hoitzok Shash. She's Birshu Sarabim. So, L'chor, if anything over here should be the Isha Medada is Bino Birshu Sarabim. That's L'chor what we're talking about. L'maisa, the reason why there's no Hoitzok Midaraisa is because Chai Noise is Atzma. When a child is old enough that he could walk, so then Chai Noise is Atzma, there's no Hoitzok on picking him up. We had this in the previous Mishnah, in the previous parak, Legabe carrying a choyle on a mito. Hayois, he's a choyle, but he can walk. So Mamela, there's no din hoitzah. So Mamela, even the mito is a tofeloi. So we also, the medadas beno is because it's not real hoitzah. Since there's no real hoitzah, even Bishus Harab, which would be hoitzah deraisa, medadas beno. Amrav Yehuda, Amosai. Bizman shu noitel achas, uminiach achas. When the child moves one foot because the mother is pushing the child along, you have a 2-year-old who's having a temper tantrum, which was her happen. The mother pushes the child along. Lamaisa, he picks up one foot, he moves the other foot. He's forced to walk along. That's okay. There's no kshash or itzah. Avalam hoya goyrer, also. Because that's called mamish carrying him. Schlepping him, the child along is mamish called carrying him. Again, it's not mederaisa because chay nois is atzma. But what we're talking about over here is even that on a derabbanan that you're not allowed to do either. We have a klal the Rav points out, the famous klal that every time Rabbi Yehuda b'loshenein b'loshen ha-mishnah says emesai, he's explaining the mishnah, mel the halacha is like him. He's not arguing. We're talking about balei chayim over here in Mishnah Gimel. The mishnah continues weiter. Ein miyaldin es habehema biyomtiv avol misadin. Obviously to help the birthing process of a calf or another animal, biyomtiv fashtetzach Shabbos is tichy yisera, and that's why it's aser. Avol misadin, you could hold on the doctor, the veterinarian could hold on to the vlad bitzesim in arechem that to help it along, but it can't be mamish the maisa lady, which would normally be done. Could be. There are those that taina, it's machlek sushaynim, shala had to learn the Gemara, that since the Losh and the Mishnah is emi yalm sabahim be yomtiv avol masadin, the avol masadin only goes on yomtiv. On Shabbos, even that's also. Umi yaldin so yishu be Shabbos, that's a chayr dover pasha, the elecha dover ha'imid lefnei pikuach nefoshes, and merely you're allowed to do anything that's necessary for a birthing mother be Shabbos, v'karim l'chachom imachom l'mokim, you're allowed to call a chachom is Chazal's words for a midwife. And this week's Pasha, we're in Pasha Shmois, where the Miyaldois are Yirei Alekim, Kedash and Bedev Drush, Reishis Chochmi Yiras Hashem. So if they were Yerushamayim, they're called Chachomim. That's why the name of a Miyaldis is a Chachomim. The mothers of Klal Yisrael are the Isha Chachomois because they're full of Yerushamayim. So you're allowed to call. If you have to pick up a telephone to call Atzol to go to the hospital, or you have to call a taxi, so you're allowed to do it. Even is hatabur after the vlad to tie up the umbilical cord. It's what's brought down over here is to tie it. If the chaticha was done already, then you could tie up the umbilical cord in order to hold it in place. That's the Tanakama Vaisdois holds that not choitchen, which is hard to understand. It should be also chash pekoch nefashas. That's also a tzairich. That's the halacha. Avada. You're allowed to do anything that you need for pekoch nefashas. And the Rav adds that you're allowed to do anything, anything that was done in those days, anything that's done today in the regular birthing process. V'chol tzorche mila oisin b'shabbos. Anything that's necessary for mila can be done on Shabbos. This is a very open-ended statement. But there's a whole perek, the next perek, perek yutes, that's going to deal with that perek rebelaz de mila. What exactly is tzorche mila oisin b'shabbos? Now, a few protein that are necessary in any situation of refu of chilul Shabbos. Is Vashnetza by a chadash yesh besakana and a yeled, this is a chadash yesh besakana. Anything that can be done without delay, wasting time, etc. B'shinui, avada should be done b'shinui. Anything that has to be done, avada you do right away without hesitating. That's in a leda, sometimes there's more room because you know what to expect than rachman son, somebody is choking or somebody has a heart attack. The Yochin also brings the famous klal that brought in halacha that are really from a sugya and yuma, where from the moment of leda, from the onset of labor, is not necessarily called the yeledus, but from when the labor is intense, and the simanim are brought in the gemara until 3 days afterwards, the lashon of chazal is bein amra tzrichani, bein amra loy tzrichani. She's considered chadash yesh bezakana if she needs hot water, if she needs the room heated up, etc., etc. From 3 days until 7 days, if she says she needs, that's when she's considered chelish yesh besakana. And if there are certain things that she's considered shvach, that there's a chshash b'kuch nefash until lamed yoyim, the nafkamina of this is also, and that's why it's in the sugya and yuma, legabi eating on yom kippur. That's where the inyanim are discussed. The nafkamina of a woman a week after birth, from Zion until Lamed, that she's considered a choyla, but not necessarily a choyla sheyesh besakon, is that you're allowed to do any melacha, b'mokum choyli, are they a goy? The chazal would never goyzer an amir lakum b'mokum choyli. Now, one other thing we'll point out in the context of this din is that even though en lecha doiva o'imil lufnei b'kuch nefoshois, and that's true b'chol ha'toy kul, except for gimel chamuz, except for there's a fundamental chilik that the Rishonim, the Achronim, talk about between Chil Shabbos and other Malachas. And we've pointed this out before, that the din of Kol HaTor Kula is a din Tchiyah. Tchiyah means that if a person, Rachman Slon, is in a situation, he's in Siberia, and the only thing that there is to eat is Nevel Sotrefis, Avada he's allowed to eat is Mechuyiv to eat. But that's called he's doing the Avera, but the mitzvah of the Chai Bohem, the Pekuch Nefoshes, is Doiche the Achilles Nevelis. Shabbos Mo'idi Tochen, it's not the pshat that Chil Shabbos is Nidche al Yidei Pekuch Nefoshes, but there's a pasuk, the Gemara in Yuma says, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos, as te yishmi mechal Shabbos achas, b'chdei shetishmur Shabbos as Habi. It's not Chil Shabbos, that's Shmir Shabbos. Preserving a Yiddish life for future Shmir Shabbos is Shmir Shabbos. When a Hatzolah man goes to a call on Shabbos and saves a Yid's life, it's not because he's being Mechal Shabbos, but there's another need. That's not Chil Shabbos. That's Vishom B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. Remember, it's not a Hutcha, it's Hutra. The Rashba and a Tshuva, famously, we've brought this before, says that that's the reason why if a Pechel Sheyesh B'Sakana would have a choice. The Gemara says that if somebody is a chelish sheyesh besakana, they'll shecht meat for him to eat, even though shechita is a malach on Shabbos. And the shaila is, why shecht it? Kill the animal. Killing the animal is, if you're not shechting, it's not a malacha, because it's only derabonah, because it's mekalkel. And then you'll have the meat, you'll feed him the nevela. And the Rashba says, no, when you feed him the nevela, he's doing an avera of achilles nevela. It's mutter b'mokim that there's no choice, but it's an avera. Shechting on Shabbos, letzor chayla, doing a malacha of Shabbos is not an aver at all. So even though chilul Shabbos is a more severe aver than achilus nevelos, but chilul Shabbos, b'mokim chayli, is not an aver at all. The Netziv is Mayruch on this Kiyadua. That's a, it's a famous Yisoy. It's an important Yisoy to remember. Lagabe, the din of Pekuch not Foshes. The chiluk between all Kol HaTerkulo and between Shmir Shabbos. Mitz Hashem, the last line of Tzorchei Milo, that we're going to have now in Arichus Dvarim in the next parak.